Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Stefanski there, time out Shador, getting a little... 11-on-11 tomorrow, maybe.
Why are you doing?
I'm doing a little motion, eh?
Yeah. Is it getting
the motion of the ocean over here? Shadir, getting the 11-on-11.
No, you ruined it. You can't say his name that way and then have me try to get excited about it.
That's how you say it when you just kind of, hey, we got Shadir with the 11-on-11 reps. Boy football.
Are you prepared? Are you prepared for tomorrow? Tomorrow is going to be, he's going to get the 11-on-11 reps. Some, we don't know how much. And I think people are going to.
It'd be funny if it was one.
What's that?
It'd be funny if it was one.
That would just be, that would be cruel. But there's also a part of me that wonders if like the 7-on-7s actually wasn't the worst thing in the world. Because 7-on-7s are easy just to boost up your stats. If we're charting these things, which nobody could imagine we were actually going to chart these things, Shador came out smelling like roses with the 7-on-7.
Oh, you don't want him to face better competition.
No.
So the stats look better.
I want him to face the best competition so he can actually get better. It's not a bad thing overall for Shador, though, if they're like, hey, 7-on-7's being charted, and you're just going to dominate with three touchdowns and two incompletions.
I think Stefanski will never admit this, but I think growing up listening to WIP, which he tells everyone he's listened to, and that's how he dummy proofs his answer.
Well, then also
to not give anyone real or anything actionable.
Then appearing on this station, being like, oh, but I read the quotes that you guys had on from the person you had on the station. Okay, great. Thank you.
So I do think there's a part of Kevin that's enjoying this quite a bit. And I think he's enjoying who gets what reps in the light of day and who doesn't. I think that's kind of what he's pointing out there. I'm not prepared for the litany of Shadur takes tomorrow. I'm not prepared for it. And I just know
what do you mean? This is our life.
No.
This is it now.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's my, you know, Joe Flacco's my life. You know how the draft is my life. Kenny Pickett's my life.
All encompassing. You know how the draft for 4 months we debated quarterbacks and that was your existence every single day?
Yes.
This now four quarterback battle is our life until early August.
Okay.
And then even within that, then we'll have games to actually play and we'll get to September. But like it's going to be, this is our life.
Yeah. This is still just OTAs, right? So like if he gives him 30, like let's say he gets the most 11-on-11 reps that anyone sees tomorrow.
That'd be a stark contrast from last week.
It still means nothing. Not nothing, relatively nothing, which is even harder to prove than nothing. Nothing is pretty absolute. Relatively nothing, boy, there's some wiggle room there.
I'm going to live in the little bit of that relatively nothing, okay? The difference between nothing and relatively nothing is where I'm going to live. Because if he does, in fact, get the most amount of 11-on-11 reps tomorrow, I think that would be very interesting as a one-week change for Stefanski. But I do find it interesting that he's been giving him 11-on-11 reps, and then when the day came, he gave him 7-on-7, and that was it.
I don't think it's that interesting. I mean, okay, it's interesting in like a big picture totality. 7-on-7's here, 11-on-11 here. Like, where were these reps? Like, okay, if you actually keep track, if you actually should, a Shador tracker, as it's called, If you do that, and all right, on May 29th, he was only on 7-on-7, and then, okay, on June, what's tomorrow? June 4th, he was only on 11-on-11s. And then at the leading into camp, you can break down, all right, when the media saw him this day, this is what we saw. I might be interested in that. But this idea, like, because the problem is going to be, if he looks good in 11-on-11s tomorrow, the hype is going to be outsized to what it should be in real life. If he looks bad, the opposite is going to be true as well. I think you're not prepared for that.
If him he looking looks, bad, he hasn't looked bad yet.
But my point is, if he looks shaky or if he has one bad pass...
We haven't had yet a time where the media's been out there where he's been looking bad or looked bad or anyone walked away being like, that wasn't great.
If he has one bad pass that makes it to social media, because that's all it takes is one bad play, I'm telling you, you're not prepared for it. I'm prepared for everything, including the things that annoy me.
I think I'm very prepared for it. I think I'm mentally ready for something like that to happen. I just don't think we haven't seen it yet. I do think it's peculiar that we haven't seen it yet.
So you think it's due?
Not that it's due. I just find it interesting. Like, is Shador really just tearing it up and that awesome in these settings? Or are they doing things like giving him the 7-on-7, maybe making him seem better than what he currently is right now?
All right. If Shador gets a lot of 11-on-11s tomorrow, is that justification to you? Or is that proof that he has a fair shot. I don't want to say legitimate. A fair shot in a quarterback battle?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's them acknowledging that last week it made it seem like it was three quarterbacks and then Shador, and Shador wasn't treated the same way as the other ones. And so it would be a reflexive reaction to it, but I think that's warranted when he's looked the way that he's looked.
All right, now that we're just continuing on the Tuesdays with Maury thing here, you are not the father. That's a different Tuesdays with Maury.
Different Maury.
If the opposite happens, does that mean he's not getting a fair shot in the quarterback battle?
You mean what? If he only gets 7-on-7s?
Yeah.
Again? Didn't Stefanski say yesterday that wasn't going to be the case?
I'm just saying, because Kevin doesn't have to tell the truth, or if something changed.
If he lies and it's the same setup as last week, then yeah, it'll be like, all right, I guess Shador's not getting the same cracks. And then I don't know if I would believe him when he says that he gets 11-on-11 opportunities elsewhere. But I'm not really concerning myself with that because I'm, for the first time in my life, taking Stefanski at his word. That's a dangerous proposition.
That's
a dangerous proposition. I'm taking that man at his word. The man that apparently lies about being from Jersey all the time when he was born and raised in Philadelphia.
He just says, me and Flacco talk like Jersey guys. That's all he says. It means like...
Is it they Jersey, talk like Jersey guys?
I swear to you, I've not...
Can we find this audio somewhere?
This is from...
I know he's not Will Smith out here creating songs where it starts where he's born and raised in West Philly, but like the man is born and raised in Philly. Like that's who he is.
I know.
It's a Philly guy.
I'm just saying, he said the Jersey thing before.
Big Detroit guy, Nick Wilson.
Yeah, people talk about me, you know, Nicky South Beach is what they call me.
Yeah. Well, that was college you, Nicky South Beach.
That was back in my mob days. Mm. I'm just not prepared. I am prepared.
You're
but
prepared.
I'm not prepared.
It's going to be fun. Tomorrow's going to be a fun day.
And here's the thing. I'm still not convinced. There's nothing that can happen this week that'll prove to me that the Browns are actually going to give him a fair shot at quarterback. And fair shot is not the same thing as legitimate. Legitimate, to me, applies to you have like a better than 10-15% chance to win the quarterback job. A fair shot is you keep giving him opportunities to show what he's learned and show how he's changed from whatever he didn't like in the pre-draft process, and that if he passes each test, if you pass it, you get a bigger chance at the job.
Yeah, and that would kind of be what this is telling me, right? If you got 7-on-7 throws last week, and this week you get to step up with the big boys and do some 11-on-11s, keep passing those tests, and you'll keep having higher opportunities.
Now, we did ask for a Watson Warrior in the previous segment.
Well,
Chuck,
I asked for three. We got one.
Okay, maybe one begats another,
okay,
right? I've read the first 100 pages of the Bible. It's a lot of begats.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Having, right? That's all that has to happen. Chuck's got to begat another. I'm not wrong in the begatting.
No, you're right about the begatting.
It's like, if you don't know there's begatting in Bible, you haven't read the Bible. Chuck in Cleveland, are you a Watson warrior?
I am, and I can explain why. Look, I've spent a lifetime in this town, 58 years of Browns football. I've watched it all, and I was excited when they got him. The guaranteed deal, the guaranteed money, you and I would take it if they'd give it to me. Hey, he did what he did. I don't necessarily condone the female activities prior, but it is what it is. We took the package. We knew what we got. But look, we're in a situation where he was the starting quarterback. He had the sternum injury, and he's young. He healed. So now it's a clear playing field right now. The slate's clear. These gentlemen are going to compete. And he's, I don't say the one to be knocked off, but in a sense he is. Think about it. The money they're paying him, yeah, they're going to want to run him out there, but he might come out and he might, you know, make the first reception and the first down. And ultimately, if he gets a touchdown on that first drive, you and I both are going to become a Watson warrior because we're going to be rooting for that. But listen, we want a winner. We don't care if it's Flacco. We don't care if it's Shador. We didn't care if it was Brian Sipe. We didn't care if it was Bernie Kosar. But what we do care about is that they're scoring touchdowns, they're competitive, and they're giving us the show that we're paying for. And that's every week in and week out. We want consistency. So if this kid cleaned up his life and he came out to play and he's going to be competitive, whether he gets in on, you know, the first game or the fifth game, whatever it is, if he goes out there and he starts to shine, you watch, we're a town of underdogs. We love the underdog, and the people will support him. They just will. That's why I'm a Watson warrior.
All right, Chuck, we appreciate you.
So Chuck falls in that very, very tiny umbrella of people, I believe, that are just like, it doesn't matter anything about anything. If you're the quarterback for the Browns, I'm going to support you in any sort of way. That's all I can take away from that, right?
I mean, there's a lot of problematic things to take away from that call. So, well, yeah, let's take away the
actual sports thing we can try to take away from that.
You can't be like, whatever happened. And, of course, I don't condone that. Maybe we just leave that one out next
time. Was I polishing that phone call up for him? Is that what happened at the end there?
Polishing it up, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now,
maybe I just wanted that for myself. I wanted to make sure that we could just, that maybe that's where his mind was.
With all due respect to Chuck, and I do mean all due respect, Browns fans will root for any quarterback. And I mean any quarterback, except that one. I shouldn't speak so universally because there's a huge contingent of Browns fans, and we all have differing opinions, and I invite you to have whatever opinion you want. But if we start talking about mass number of people, I don't know what Deshaun could do short of winning a Super Bowl here next year. Like, give the old Nick Foles, as it were, right?
Oh, or if he did the Flacco thing, let's just even say that way. Not even, we don't have to go as far as Nick Foles. Like, let's just say
but
Flacco.
I want to do the Nick Foles
one. All right, do the Nick Foles. Okay,
but
sorry,
no,
go
ahead. But also Joe Flacco. But if he just has a torrid five games, he's the last, like, literally, the other four quarterbacks, they look like they've been in Vietnam. They've got bandages on them. They can't possibly play. So Deshaun has to play the final five games. And he goes 5-0, and then he just sweeps through. Then maybe. But I'm telling you, up until like that fifth regular season win that gets you into the playoffs, that then gives you the chance, there's still going to be people in Cleveland rooting for him to fail.
He would have to ball out in a way. And then it will be the people that are like myself, where it's like you separate the artist from the artist and you judge him only on football reasons. But I won't ever get there because I'll just be waiting for him to get hurt.
Now we do have to see. We got a couple calls.
Oh, you can't
here.
Wait. You want to know if this is going to be...
Well, no, because that could be... I guess if they begat.
We got one.
Yeah.
Are we going to get number two and number three? The challenge was, could we have three Watson Warriors actually call in?
Right now, all we need is another Watson Warrior to be begat.
It took us 40 minutes.
They can then begat another Watson Warrior.
It took us 40 minutes, and I think number three just might have hung up.
But again. Okay, that's... Don's not going to be a Watson Warrior.
Don's not a Watson Warrior.
Oh, man, that was...
No, you're
216-474-0092. Does it matter if Shador gets a fair shot in the quarterback battle, and it's either consistency or it's laziness? Could be both. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.